Here's Sandy. Thank you. I want to call to order the February 28th meeting of the Sylvania City Council Economic Development Subcommittee. It's 8:07. And present are members of Council Lukey, Capellini, Hussman, Hainem, and Westfall, Mayor Stow, from the administration, Mr. Sanford, Ms. Brining, Mr. Aller, Chief Rodas, and Natalie from the Blade. We're here to continue our conversation about downtown parking, and I've had a chance to chat with a couple of you, but not all of you. I'd like to kind of streamline the process today to get us to discuss first, at least, all of the some priorities of the short-term parking solutions that we surfaced last time. That doesn't mean that we can't talk about the rest of them, or we can't talk about some of the things that we, I believe, identified as midterm and long-term solutions. But I think that in the interest of time and the fact that we're going to start losing people at 9 o'clock, we need to focus on the things that we actually have a consensus around doing first. So I use this as a little unorthodox. I don't think we've ever done this at a committee meeting before, but it's time-tested in the private sector, right, Doug? And so what I thought we'd do is identify all of the output from the committee at our last meeting. And that includes moving from right to left, what I believe we consider to be long-term issues, long-term opportunities. And that includes considering a parking structure. I don't think that there was any particular interest in having that be an immediate term fix. I think we felt that some of the things that we'll discuss today need to be given an opportunity to work, and also that there really isn't a parking crisis per se at this point. We're coming up to a tipping point, but we're not there yet. I think also mentioned, I don't think in anything more than a informational way, were the fact that at some point we could move the police station to the administration building and use the site that we're sitting at today in some way to facilitate parking. And then also the Thormont building and the building next door to that could potentially be utilized for parking, but of course we all recognize those are in private hands, and that would require some negotiation and work with those folks, those owners. In the midterm scenario, one and a half pieces actually is sort of already underway. We directed the administration to go back and revisit conversations with the owners of property along Summit Street, behind the buildings on the east side of Main Street, which could include the discussion about the status of the house that sits on that property. It's a duplex, and we are told apparently that it's potentially available for purchase. So Bill and staff are doing that now. Mayor, am I right about that? Okay. Sure. We also talked in, I guess, a long-term framework, if you look at that being 1 to 3 years, about potential angle parking on the north Main Street north of Maplewood, and also a walkthrough from the municipal lot to Main Street. That seems to be an issue that even our parking consultants feel is helpful. I'm not sure how practical that is in the immediate term, but I believe it's something that we said we want to keep our eye on. Mayor, does that sound consistent with your understanding, those scenarios? What we have then over on the left are the immediate term ideas that we surfaced last time. And I was afraid that maybe we left some things off, so I went back through all of my notes from the various conversations we've had. I couldn't find any more. So I think generally speaking, this is where we are. They're fairly self-explanatory, but I'll walk through them just so that it's on the tape. Option one is working with business owners downtown to put their employee parking at either the back, the west side of the municipal lot, or on the other side of the railroad tracks. Second card, develop the Laros property, which we purchased recently, into a parking lot in the short term, and use that space for employee parking, city employee parking. Add new and improved pedestrian crossing over the railroad tracks. I know, Doug, I have had some conversations about that. active enforcement of the existing parking restrictions, which are basically three-hour restrictions, and by our agreement with the owners, would have to also therefore apply to parking enforcement on Main Street, correct, Leslie? Somewhere it says, okay, then the next one is to review parking restrictions and see if there are some more innovative ways we can control parking by, I think, changing up the parking restrictions that we have. You know, three-hour parking, parking after 10 o'clock, that kind of thing. Investigate violations that we hear about in terms of using our short-term parking for long-term parking by the people who live downtown, the people who live above the retail on Main Street, and also live in the apartment on Maplewood. The issue of police car parking, Chief, comes up a lot. The notion that it appears that our police are taking up parking that could be used by citizens. That's why the review word is important there. Identify infill parking locations, which was our smaller parcels that could be used for small parking lots around the downtown area. Investigate parking at Haymarket. Investigate parking behind the old post office, which is now a law firm office. Improve signage and move the dumpsters. So anything that we missed that needs to go up there, because we're going to vote on these in a minute. Sound good?
So I have a question. This is maybe not what the group would like to see happen, but I feel like the moving the dumpsters and the reviewing the police car parking are things that should be kind of givens that we're looking at and considering. And I don't want to use my dots on those things that seem like they should be looked at anyway. So
that's a procedural trick, isn't it, Mary?
It is a procedural trick.
I think it's up to the committee to decide about that.
I don't know what the group would feel about that.
That makes a lot of sense. I feel like I thought we were going to look at what
we have
prices.
Dots.
Well, no,
you
I mean,
each dot.
No. This is scientifically, for the number of options we've got a scientific number. Because
like
otherwise,
otherwise,
we vote for them all.
It goes on to one.
No. Say again. What'd you say?
I just said more dots, but you
No. I'm not going to do more dots.
It seems like for each option, there should be a consideration of cost, because that makes a difference, at least to me, in
well,
how I would vote.
I think we want to, you know what, I'm not suggesting that what we vote on is what we do. I think it's what we talk about first.
Okay.
So let's be clear about that.
And I think there are issues about police car parking and dumpster moving. I don't think those sound so simple, but I know they're not. So
I think Mary's point was, though, that if we feel we've already handed those off to the administration, we shouldn't vote on them. But if the administration appreciates an affirmative act by the committee, we'd be happy to vote.
We are already working on those two. No
okay.
doubt about it.
So maybe we do want to.
We took a tour of them yesterday.
Of the dumpsters?
And the police cars.
Okay. Well, then let's.
How many police cars are out there?
How many police cars do
like
we.
Like, including the employee police cars. Like, how many spots do they really take up? Like, what's the municipal lot probably has how many spaces?
Well, we don't have any employee parking over here on the east lot. We all park over on the west lot.
Which is how many?
The only ones that park over in the east lot are the 11-7 shift officers, because there's really
right.
a lot of open spaces
and
during
night,
the midnight shift.
Chief, so, would you say it's about 14?
During the daytime?
So 14 employee cars?
No, 14 police vehicles. I've counted over here in this lot.
What about police employee cars?
No, they're all over there.
They're on the other side.
Yeah, all the police employees are over on the west side of the track. Currently, we have approximately 15 vehicles over this side, but we store one vehicle inside our garage. So you'd say 14. But we're going to be getting rid of that big SRT truck here shortly. That's going to be disposed of. So.
Well, I think the point is that if the administration is already looking at those two pieces, I would take them off the list. Is that fine with everybody?
That's fine.
You go with that, Ben? Good.
I think then you need to recategorize the marks so that they're not lost, just make them as underway or near term.
Yeah, well, in a minute, I'll, as we vote, I'll put a little bit different header. Where is the other one? Move the dumpster.
Or consolidate. Like, are the dumpsters, because there's all different pickup people, like Stephen, no, it's just one.
The dumpsters that are on the west side of the tracks, those are recycling dumpsters, and those are used by.
Right, a lot of people.
Courts, our building, I mean, it's used by a lot of people, and the general public comes up and drops them too, as well. We've already removed one of those. I was a little dismayed yesterday when I came through, I saw that they had removed one. But they removed one from the middle. So I've got to, obviously I have to make another phone call and give a little better detailed instruction, I guess. So we'll gain one spot by doing that. And then the dumpsters that are on the east side that are along the tracks, I had to do some tracking down to see whose they are. And I've got those answers, and we're going to be working with those companies to see if we can relocate. The problem with those are their businesses on the east side. And so where do you put them? There's no place to put them.
Well, do any of them share, or does each one have their own?
The Allied Waste or Republic container, that is a shared one. Basically, for my building, I shouldn't say all, but it's shared by some of the businesses in there. The Stevens one appears to be just a single business. And then the grease traps are, it's not very hard to figure out who those are for. So, we're trying to get them worked out. One of the discussions that we've had on the dumpsters is to talk with all of the downtown businesses and see if we can come up with rather than each and every business have something.
Right.
It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Let's share this. So.
I did find out in conversations that was the thought process in the current dumpsters, that they had talked at one point, let's all come together, and the ones that participated have a key to get to the dumpster. But I didn't know who has the Stevens.
It was Patty Jacks, and now I'm assuming that
the new
executive has taken it over. I don't know that.
That could be part of a consolidation too. Maybe get rid of at least one over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the dumpster piece, and I think you're right, Mary, the dumpster piece and the police vehicle piece, although it's dramatically different, do require some specific expertise, so we'll let that go. As far as the understanding by administration, just for record keeping, should we move the Summit Street pieces down under there as well, since Bill has already engaged with that discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've already asked. Okay, Ben, anything that we're missing here that we need to add? I'm happy to take things off, but I also think we want to be vigilant. If not, you all have four votes. We're going to allow only elected officials to vote today. And that includes the mayor. I have Mike's four. We reviewed this list yesterday, and he gave me his four thoughts. And I'm also going to allow something that is discouraged in any other place but Chicago, which is some bullet voting, Doug. And so if, in terms of all of these notions over here in the midterm and long-term and understudy, if anybody feels that they have, that one of those is so important that we've got to move it up and make it immediate term, everybody gets one bullet vote. Now you can vote for one of these things to expedite it if you think that that's important. We don't have to. You don't have to. But and you can't sell your bullet to anybody else. That's in Chicago.
There's so many rules.
Yeah. No. Okay, so let's take some time. Go ahead and vote, and we'll see what we come up with from a priority standpoint.
So I wish I had different dots for immediate versus long term.
You know what? We tried to make this Katie proof, so we knew you'd try to think about something like that. I say that with fondly,
I know. I just can't help it.
Yeah.
She's already going for a bullet.
You're starting with a bullet?
Yes, I am.
when you do this, like Fortune 500 CEOs, they are, they act like this. One vote for the things that we've identified as being long-term. So by voting for long-term, you could make it more immediate. Get it? No?
No.
Okay. The ones on the right side of the board are long, heading long-term. So we're giving individuals an opportunity to make those more immediate by voting for them.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll move them over and consider them.
If they do vote.
If they get a consensus, which means more than just one vote. Huh?
I put all my four of one.
I don't think there's any rules.
I don't know, like, better to clear.
You better.
What's that, Samir? You can't, oh, no, you can't put all four things in the same way, no.
Oh.
That would be.
Another rule.
Yeah.
We don't need those state of rules.
Do we have to vote four times?
You can't do that. And you can't sell your vote.
Did you put my exception?
I have it here.
I forget, are you allowed to only vote three times?
I'll be happy.
You can vote four times, but then you can get an extra.
Yeah, but.
Last, right?
Yeah.
There's only three, what do I want to do?
Okay.
Because I think some of these are problematic.
I think, again, remember, they're all to be explored further. The point is further discussion. Nothing in the dungeon.
I'm doing my part.
Nothing in the dungeon, it's all further discussion.
You're going to block somebody, aren't you? No, Mark has to vote.
Yes. It's going to, I was watching to make sure you two are voting.
I don't know. Or if it's a recovery. That's the fire third.
So. The one who's taped, yeah.
Wow, the one right here. Did you vote already?
Yep.
Wow. Doug, did you use all yours?
No.
Yeah, I think I was.
I don't know that anybody gets.
Not everyone used their bullet.
By the way.
Is that a rule? You don't have to use your bullet?
No, you don't have to use your bullet.
No.
Right.
I used.
You can save them for next time.
You didn't tell me that.
No, there is no bullet. You know, when we do this with guys, we did this out of.
I'm going to sit over here so I'm not blocking Doug.
We did this out of the Chase Brass Plant with their production workers, and it was all guys. And we have these little styrofoam balls that we put on the table, so if somebody gets out of line, they can throw the balls at the other. Great fun. Okay, we're done?
I think we're done.
2, 4, 6, number one, work with business owners to put employee parking. To put their employees parking elsewhere in the lot. Improve the current pedestrian railroad crossing is the second one. The tie is identify info parking locations and develop the Laris property. So, there we are. So I think now we can have some discussion about these, whether we think that that's the appropriate lineup, how any detail in terms of how we want to make a recommendation to the administration, or to council, rather, on Monday night. Pretty clearly, the business owner piece seems to be the top pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is that commonsensical?
Mm-hmm.
Mayor, does that sound appropriate?
It does, I agree. That's a tough one to do, and it probably rolls together with the investigate the regulations or the parking lot regulation or restrictions, because I don't know that it can be totally self-enforcing. That would be my dream. We've asked JJR to help us with that, and she came in empty-handed at the last meeting and is reportedly working on it for us. We're going to have to elicit the Downtown Business Associates to cooperate with that one,
yeah.
But they will break ranks as soon as someone's steps out of line.
Are we talking, when we talk about this, about specifically telling folks what our plan would be? I mean, to go to the, we're not, are we going to ask the business owner's opinion about this, or say, here's where we'd like to put your employees?
We need to ask their opinion. I'm sorry, there's a dictation, dictating is not for capital.
And they won't do it. If you tell them what to do, they're not going to do it. You have to want, they have to want to participate, or they're not going to.
In the interview process, though, I had pretty good consensus that they're all in agreement to, I think, to be moving back. I don't think there's going to be any...
Yeah, except it's a little different to have that agreement in abstract, Bill, and then you say that they have to, you know, that all of the women who work at Revay have to park across the railroad tracks. They all leave after dark, you know, so...
Or behind the back row of the music.
Yeah, whatever. So I think we probably need to nail down at some point a set of specifics.
Let me tell you why I didn't check the enforcement and investigate violations. And that is, I think we're gonna end up antagonizing a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to be... By necessity, we're going to be spotty in our enforcement. You know, so it's going to be, some will get away with it, some won't. It's that unfairness of that bothers me. I don't think ultimately it'll be very effective.
Can I offer a
question? Yeah, so... something that I think we've agreed not to put up here, but if you know, you could think about later, would be putting an economic aspect to our parking.
What does that mean?
Means
meters.
Oh.
But I didn't. I think that's more of a. I want to do everything else first before we get there.
Yeah.
But I would prefer meters over these enforcement alternatives.
Yeah. Let me ask the group about this. I certainly agree about not engaging in active enforcement now. I think there might be some ways to come up with some different enforceable rules or regulations, and I like the idea of metered parking. But should we consider that to be sort of a second resort? Like allow some of these voluntary things to go into place first, and then if that doesn't work after some reasonable period of time, go back and look at the notion of metered parking, new regulations and enforcement. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's...
A reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, what would
summertime.
Well, I think that's kind of a midterm consideration.
Like
right.
Maybe
right.
Evaluate it again in a year?
Yeah, and that falls in the midterm considerations, probably.
Mm. Well... I think that's maybe short. Let's make an appointment with ourselves to review it in a year.
Could I say something about the Haymarket parking?
Yes.
At the DSA meetings, the owner of Sodbuster is always, always, always complaining about other people that aren't their businesses parking in that lot. I mean, I think he brings it up like every single month that it's a struggle for him. So
well,
I would just,
if that place is full.
Yeah, but you
know,
want
businesses, there's, and it's a full parking lot.
Businesses just, yeah, at Haymarket Square, like
right.
the businesses that are in there fill up that space.
Right,
and,
so
and
I don't know that.
And they've got fans, they've got events
sure.
going on.
Sure,
and his customers are, it's a struggle for him, and I would almost just take that off, because it's really.
Well, maybe, I think what came up. Too though, Katie, and I agree, especially on special events, he might be open later and the lot is full with people coming to the special event and they can't get to his place, but the Haymarket owners also own the house right across the street on Main Street, and there's definitely some possibilities for some infill behind that one.
Okay.
That's an ample spot. I think that's what I was going to pursue with them.
Okay.
Because I think what he has to do about special events is just have somebody at the lot, or the owner has to have somebody to keep people out of there, especially when he's...
Yeah, he's complaining about that, but if we start directing people there, he'll lose his mind.
Can we put that up here? I mean, clearly the notion of infill parking is something gets a lot of interest.
Yes.
And that would be the first, maybe the first one.
Do we want to add across the street from Haymarket Square?
I'll put
so, because there is space.
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of space that could be made into a...
We're talking about two different issues here. I think the primary problem is parking in this municipal lot. That's what I'm getting the complaints for and what we normally talk about. When you expand the conversation up in North Main, that's not a very normal occurrence up there. Even during Fall Festival, there were places to park up there. Just so you all understand, I think this is the number one concern, this municipal lot. There's enough parking spaces in downtown. There's just not enough in this lot. That's where I'm...
Can we move the infill piece over to midterm? I'd suggest that the administration review that on as needed, as an opportunity, as opportunities arise.
But the thing is, that wouldn't cost any money. I mean, infill parking is our lots that are already there. You don't have to build...
Oh, not necessarily. I think what Cheryl was talking about was buying a freestanding building that's, you know...
I don't like that option. I don't like tearing buildings.
You didn't take your...
I think it depends where it is.
What do we think? Where do we, this is, I mean, the mayor makes a point, where do we want to put this?
If it's building new lots, throw it over to midterm.
Doug?
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Okay. We all agree that this is important. We all agree that the railroad track piece is important. We've heard two different versions of that, though. One is that we'll never, never, never be able to get an easement from the railroads to do it at a new location. Therefore, we should build up the one we got. And then there's a school of thought that says, just do it and make it throw us off. What do we mean by the pedestrian crossing thing? Should we reach out to the railroad?
But they suggest, I mean, do you have any insight? If we just built it, what could happen? What's the worst thing that could happen if we just built it?
They could ask us to take it down.
But that could go.
The big problem, we can't do that. We can't do it without an easement. I mean, if I were a private owner, I might do it, and then as a way to negotiate with the railroad company, but as a city,
citizen crossing that track, there are certain people just nuts against the city saying that wasn't even authorized.
So the idea would be to approve,
but
take up.
It's the one we have authorized?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We pay a rental fee on it and...
Should we begin conversation?
There are things we can do to get the railroad's attention.
Okay.
Okay, we can. There are ordinances that they don't want us to adopt regarding blocking streets that we could use to inspire them to respond to our request to talk to us about. I mean, that's...
Okay, so
I mean, those are, and by the way, that's good legislation, fining railroads for blocking our intersections too long. Okay, we don't have that, I don't think, do we? Now, I know they have, I know other municipalities do. But apart from that, I mean, part of the problem we have with railroads is that they're not cooperative. They're not very good neighbors. If they're not going to be good neighbors, I think not having that kind of legislation is something we ought to look at that anyway.
That's a separate piece, but yeah. I think it's worth raising.
Well, there has
point is, I would like to be, you know, we could talk to our, we have a number of neighborhood issues with our railroads, where they park this engine and those sorts of things. And if we had a complete list of things to talk to them about, I think that would make some sense. And include this in. I mean, I don't want to suggest that we ought to hold them hostage with legislation, but it would be much easier to address these issues comprehensively. And if they're willing to be good neighbors with us, we could maybe accommodate them a little more.
Are we looking for a second place to cross the tracks? That's what we'd like.
Well, I think in the short term, we can certainly clean up the existing place.
Right, right.
And then the discovery with the railroad.
Wider and more.
So here it says, roll this issue into a broader discussion with the railroad.
Can we make the one we have bigger without getting more approval, or is what we have, and then if we want more, we have to ask them?
We have to look at that easement.
I don't know the answer for sure. We'd have to take a look at what, how that agreement reads and what's in it.
Okay, so this is all a set of recommendations to the administration, right? So presumably they'll address these as practice requires.
I was just going to add, I think that of the current one, it's awareness that where it is and how to get to it. And I think that would be something we've talked about administratively, how to correct that. Mm-hmm. I think having something in the center of the parking lots more visible is ideal, but is it practical with getting the info from the railroad tracks? But if we just did a better job of marking the crossing, it would increase that.
Yeah, there, I mean, there's nothing that's, that raises above the horizon, right?
No, nothing could be. Mayor's got some ideas of how to correct that on both sides.
Maybe also some painted walkway signs that get people back there. So. Okay, so we're all agreed that a second recommendation is this notion about a railroad, pedestrian railroad crossing, right? That's, we're good with that. Four folks think that the Laros property needs to be developed into a lot in the short term rather than the long term. Discussion about that. Presumably, that would be for employee parking of the courts. Is that how we're thinking about it, Phil? Mm-hmm. And what would that cost? I mean, somebody mentioned the cost aspect of that. That's costly.
I think we put together a quick and dirty estimate of about $140,000. Now, we would plan to pursue some. We could do some things to handle the stormwater that comes off of there. We could do some things that would maybe open ourselves up for to be able to obtain some stormwater grant funds for that. So, but total cost, we've estimated about $140,000.
For how many spots?
30... Mid-30s. I'm 36 sticks in my mind, but I can't swear to that.
Remind me how many total parking spots we have available in the municipal parking lot now.
Oh. I've got that somewhere.
That's just the municipal.
Yeah. So this could be like a 20% increase mm-hmm. in parking spaces mm-hmm. or more. Mm-hmm. Did that math in my head, we like.
Yeah.
Well,
Mark, just to add one thing, that any investment like that in the downtown, if we move forward and do the downtown grant and the timing of doing any of these investments would be after the awarding of a grant, then that would to be to our benefit because mm-hmm. that would be shown as an investment in the area and could be used as to make our grant look better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is that a third recommendation?
I don't love that recommendation, but.
That's why we only got four votes here.
I'd rather spend that money towards the Soma parking issue, anything that in that $100,000 range, if there's something coming up at Soma, we know we're going to have to do something with parking, and that's where we should be putting our big money on.
I think it's a fair comment, but.
But that's not what we're addressing here. We're addressing the parking for the downtown.
Right.
And I don't think Soma is, as much as we can talk about, that's going to be parking. We'll have a parking garage there and we'll use that.
And it's not right here where we need it. This investment, whether this investment is a good investment, is directly related to our ability to get the business owners to agree to have their employees park someplace else. So it's mm-hmm. a bit of a gamble, right?
Right, at this point. But we're starting at the top and going down, right?
Yeah.
I think it makes sense to prioritize the things that cost less money at the top.
We have. Mm-hmm. You know, now I would suggest this is probably obvious enough that even though it got two votes, folks are going to not have trouble arguing. Improving the signage. Mm-hmm. We've heard that repeatedly. And then this one, investigate parking behind the old post office. Is that the same issue as Haymarket?
It's a different lot.
Is it closer? It's a little closer.
Yeah, it's behind the old post office.
Yeah, I know it is.
Lot. No one ever parks there. It's a lot that's already built. Like, why couldn't you get the business owners to park there? Or the day shift police officers to park there? I mean, there's a lot that's already built that nobody's parking in.
No, that's a private lot, am I right?
Right, but, I mean, in a short-term situation, I mean, that could happen tomorrow. You could, here's a lot, it's built, ask the business owners, talk to the law firm. He seemed agreeable on event parking.
He's agreeable to special event. I don't think he's in favor of a daily type thing, but we can ask him again. But what he was very specific, if we say that he's covered insurance-wise for a special event, then he'll open that lot and let people park when there's the parades and the festivals and things.
Let's use Katie's example, though. What would, I think the mayor said that the new diner has, how many employees working on a shift?
I think it was like 5 to 8, depending on the time.
Four people in the kitchen yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, let's assume it's 8.
It had to be close to 8.
Okay, let's assume it's 8, and that's a consistent 8. I mean, would this be an appropriate spot for those 8 people to park? I mean, that automatically pulls them off the municipal lot, right? I mean, I'm not, that, or pick any other high-traffic kind of an employer.
Shouldn't we ask our employees first? I mean, like the police employees, what if they park behind the old post office? I mean, it seems like we have to ask our people first before we can ask the business owners.
We don't control that lot.
No, but if we did, I mean, if we just said, hey, we need 14 spots for the next year until we get something, until we figure out our other options. I mean, it could be just super short-term. Hey, could you help us out for the next year for our employee parking? We're trying to figure out all these other things. You know, not...
Can we maybe make this a little different and ask the administration to give us sort of a pro and con recommendation about this idea? Whether it's plausible, whether the owner would go for it. I wouldn't maybe make it the first thing we ask them to do, but is it worth merit enough to have a conversation with the lawyer?
Yeah, part of it might be what we offer, you know. I don't know how practical it is to ask our police officers to park over there, but they might be willing to have police officers park in their lot more. They might be more willing to do that than have public at large park in their parking
well,
lot.
Well, and you know, in many ways, it could be just setting the stage for something in the future. I mean, what happens if we have somebody come in with 20 employees to take over a space in the Herb's Auto building or something, you know? I mean, where are you going to put those 20 employees? That kind of squirrels up this deal right away. So, and that's within walking distance of Herb's, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe having an initial conversation, that's Udell, right?
But I think those comments also require us to think a little bigger picture. You know, we're talking about short-term solutions, putting people in the parking lot behind the post office, or Herbs brings in people. All of those conversations say that we need to be thinking about the harder issues, which is the info parking,
well,
the Laros property.
So do we put
the
this over here?
No, I think it's, I think it is, it can be both.
Okay.
It can be a short-term solution.
While we're waiting.
Could be, it could also provide some longer-term issues. Yeah, I mean, maybe he'll sell us the lot.
Maybe we could just offer to plow it. I mean,
so
we would have saved a lot of money.
The only thing we're really asking on this one now is for the administration to have one conversation with
the attorney.
Okay. One of the things that actually ranked higher than these final two from our bullet voting is the North Main angle parking.
Mm-hmm.
Folks seem to think that's worth pursuing. Shall we move it over?
Yeah. You know, my question on that, and I don't know whether Kevin or Phil or anybody would know, is do we really get any spaces there, and is the road wide enough? I mean, those critical issues.
That's what we need to know.
That's some of the things that we've taken just initial looks at it. It's going to be, and I understand today's conversation isn't one where, you know, it's strictly based on cost, but it's going to be a cost of project. I sitting here today, I can't answer how many spaces we're going to be able to generate out of it, but it's one that we're, you know, we know it's been mentioned in the past, and so we're taking preliminary looks at it. But.
So, kind of a goofy question, but why would it be a cost? You know, like, I think from our perspective, you just draw some stripes down the road, and there you go.
Oh.
But why is it costing? Give me a little heads up on
it. The existing street width would not
have to go wider.
So,
is there space in the right-of-way, the to make it.
Kind of how they kind of.
That's one of the things that we're not absolutely sure of. We're working within the existing right of way. We don't, we're concerned that it's going to be possible to be able to get the parking on both sides of the street. And if we can, there's a lot of relocation work, there's a lot of reconstructive work.
So simply from record keeping, can we move this down to understudy by the administration? Because it sounds like it already is.
Yes. I think it's working on it.
They're on it.
Yep, they're already on it. Okay, since they're already on it, can I take my bullet off of that and put it?
Bullet switch.
No bullet switch.
All right.
All right, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 specific short-term recommendations. That's, you know, you don't want to get too many. It's got to be actionable by the administration. Bill, you know, we have to be careful about and sensitive to our downtown merchant stakeholders. Do you think these 5 represent a good faith effort to address some of their concerns about parking?
And, yeah, those 5 plus, yeah, everything. I think it's, I think we need to show, you know, what we're doing. I mean, this is a great start. I think going back and going through each of them and putting down timing and cost associated with any of the options that we're looking at, we'll be able to do that.
Mayor, any thoughts from you?
No, the administration's already started on several of these. We'll detect before we pick our quickest, least expensive ways to solve the problem for this parking lot first and then heading right the rest of the downtown after that.
Good exercise, Mark.
Okay, well, I think what we want to do is have a motion to recommend 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, these 5 to the administration for immediate consideration and recognize that they've already got another 5 going that came out of some previous conversations. So I'll entertain that right now.
All right, move that we ask administration to consider the 5 new areas that we have identified and that they report out when they have information on the other secondary 5 that are listed.
And can we maybe add to that a little timing that these things be in place before summer? Or before the spring parking season, however we want to say that.
With a request that they let us know how realistic it is to have it in place before the spring parking season.
Second.
Good change.
Second.
Mayor, is that okay? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. So that's what we'll recommend on Monday night. Anything else that we need to discuss today? It's before 9 o'clock.
Pretty good.